Well, thank you all for coming today. I'm discussing today the economic impact and the national defense provisions in the 4th Congressional District. First, let me mention the National Guard headquarters and training center that's here in the outskirts of Jefferson City. The National Guard does superb work. I've had the opportunity to visit with Missouri National Guardsmen in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kosovo, and I just can't brag on them enough. They are superb in what they do. Whiteman Air Force Base is in Johnson County, between Warrensburg and Sedalia. Its history goes back to World War II. Now, let me share with you, when I was a grade school student standing on Franklin Avenue across the street from my home, I heard an airplane fly over, and I looked up, and there was a transport airplane. I found out later it was called a C-47, pulling a glider. And it was headed back to what was known as the Sedalia Army Airfield. As you know, the pilots were being trained to pull the gliders for D-Day, June 6, 1944, the invasion on Normandy. After the war, the Sedalia Army Airfield was shut down, and reopened at the behest of Senator Stuart Symington, where it became a B-47 base, and after a number of years it became a missile base. I was elected to Congress in 1976, went in 77, and after a while I realized that these were the old missiles, and I had the opportunity to have a briefing in the Pentagon, a classified briefing on plans for a new bomber. And seeing the plans, it looked like a bat, and I asked, what is that? Does it fly? And the answer was, it's supposed to. And it turned out to be the stealth bomber, and later called the B-2. And I began my very quiet campaign. Number one was to have them built, and number two was to have it brought to Whiteman Air Force Base, which was named, by the way, after a lieutenant killed at Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. And I was able to make that announcement in late 1986, 1993, the first B-2 arrived, and as you know, all 21 were assigned there, each one except the last one named after a state, the last one being named the Spirit of America. As you know, we also lost one in Guam last year, which was a tragedy. However, the two pilots did do a timely ejection, and they're fine today. Whiteman Air Force Base is more than the B-2 bomber. It has an Air Force Reserve A-10 wing. It has an Missouri National Guard helicopter battalion, which is 16 Apache helicopters. Soon it will be 24 Longbow helicopters, and which will look like an Apache, however, it'll have a large bulbous radar system above the rotor. And there will not be 17, there will be 24 Missouri National Guard Longbow helicopters. We also have a Navy Reserve unit there that is a port protection unit that has been deployed several times in the Middle East. More recently, there is a National Guard bomb wing in Whiteman, which is a transfer of the fighter wing from the St. Louis area and they are working very well with the B-2 and the 509th bomber wing. More recently, it is the home of a munitions group headquarters, munitions group being comparable to a regiment in the Army. Under it is munitions specialized weapons at Whiteman, Barksdale Air Force Base, and also Minot Air Force Base. Under them is a company in Whiteman Air Force Base working on specialized munitions. I can tell you today that at Whiteman Air Force Base we have and will have this year the only bunker buster bomb that will be deployed to any American base. It is a massive ordnance projectile, 28,000 pounds, and it can be used and delivered by means of the B-2 bomber. This is a new ordnance mission for Whiteman. Also, I'm working on additional flying. I'm working for additional flying missions for Whiteman with the Air Force, one on a short range, one on a long range plan. And needless to say, I'm very hopeful we can continue to build Whiteman. Whiteman is a growing base. It's a strategic value to our nation. In the bill that we just passed, we authorized an additional 1,100 acres for Whiteman. It's growing from 4,900 acres to 6,000 acres. And I'm quite pleased that the new mission and new missions are developing there. We have 800 civilian jobs at Whiteman Air Force Base, and as we speak, there are $271 million worth of military construction that has yet to be completed at Whiteman Air Force Base, so that means a great deal of jobs at Whiteman. So it continues to grow. We also have Fort Leonard Wood in the 4th Congressional District. Back in 1983, when I first took it over, it was a training base and did some advanced individual training, particularly in the area of transportation. But since that time, the engineering school came there. Multiple other services, actually all services, were receiving training there, mostly engineer training. The Navy Seabees, about 7,000 Marines a year. Air Force and Coast Guard are also being trained there. The Navy has a engineer training unit there. Subsequent to that, besides the engineering school that was brought there in 89, there have been, as a result of the base closing in the early 2000s, the military police school and also the chemical school are there. It continues to train people in basic training, and as we speak, there are some 26,000 young people going through training there every year. It is, needless to say, an economic boon to that whole area, as well as Whiteman is to the Johnson-Pettus County area. And the National Guard is a great boon to the entire state and the 4th Congressional District. You see on the chart behind you that Missouri is a leader in the Midwest on military spending and military jobs. A good part of this, of course, besides Whiteman Air Force Base and Fort Leonard Wood and the National Guard here, is industry, which is scattered throughout the state, and a good part of it being in St. Louis and St. Charles. here in this era. We are working to improve and make both the Whiteman and Fort Leonard Wood bases the premier bases in our country, and I'm very, very pleased with the progress that we've made since we began. And I'm continuing to fight for short-term and long-term improvements to those installations. At Fort Leonard Wood, we have a tech park which works with Missouri University. We have the Fort Leonard Wood Institute, which deals with research and development. There was recently a front page article in the Post-Dispatch discussing that research unit that is doing a tremendous job. Former economic development leader Joe Driscoll is the leader of the Fort Leonard Wood Institute. We're doing a great deal of effort toward a national security here in Missouri. On top of that, it's an economic boon to the entire state. Compare us to the next state in the Midwest that brings in defense spending and defense dollars. That's Illinois, with only $3 billion a year. The best information we had was 2006. That's the best we could get. And I'm sure it's in all probability it's much higher than that today. So I'm very, very pleased that we're able to move forward, bring jobs, bring economic stability to Missouri, and in the process make our country more safe. The young men and young women who are at our bases, our posts, National Guard, Whiteman Air Force Base, Fort Leonard Wood, are all national treasures. And it's a thrill to be able to equip them, house them, and see that they are trained for their specialized missions. And they, of course, are deployed from Whiteman Air Force Base. They're deployed from our National Guard. They're deployed from Fort Leonard Wood. And most, of course, going to the Middle East. Very, very proud of them. And I know that all Missourians join me in that pride. Thank you for being with me today. I have handouts that give really the history through the years of the two installations as to the two active duty installations as to their growth and how they have come about.